Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk, Carol Tracy, the treasurer, and I, Chris Kilpatrick, the trustee. First order of business is to approve the September 22 special R&R meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Second order of business is to approve the September 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, clerk's report.
So you guys, in the little packet that I gave you guys, I did update the budget.
Thank you.
I estimated budget, so you guys can have a take a look at that as of last month. I sent the 2023 R&R report and budget report to Butler County Clerk's Office, and they did receive it. And we have gone through the last few weeks of interviewing for a new
employee.
Yeah. What are they called?
Operators.
Operators, thank you. Operator. We've gone through the phone interviews, and we have two candidates that we're going to do an in-person interview tomorrow and Friday. So hopefully out of those two, we will find somebody and get them hired.
Which one's quickly. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Cody Bond.
Okay. And then Friday is Mark?
Mark, yeah.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Cool. Carol?
Okay. Our beginning balance was $276,167.10. We earned $340.71 interest. We had 34,410.15 checks that had cleared. We had deposit and other was $416.23. Our ending balance was $242,513.89. And we do have a couple of nice size checks, or a nice size check to deposit from Butler County, which will be deposited tomorrow. So, and I also, on the transactions with last month when I was not here, you stated that you had given me all of the receipts on the recording. I went and listened to the recording.
No, I was looking for them. Michael's got them all for me now.
Okay.
I've got you the report.
You did not give me the receipts, and it is on the recording.
All the ones I'm missing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
It's on the recording because I wasn't here and I went and listened to the recording. So I just want to make that clear that I do not have the receipts.
Well aware.
Okay.
All right. Motion to approve vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. All right. Randy, what'd you do last month?
A lot.
Well, tell us.
I worked on the county line mostly. And I don't know if I patched last month. I do need a deal that says, because all my days run together.
Of what?
I need something to write down to what I do every day.
We're getting it. I told you that this morning.
I know. But yeah. This all runs together.
Wait.
Just something.
How many more culverts you got left on County Line?
We got five. We got them all out today. We got the the ditch line. I got gas, Kansas Gas Service. Finally got hold of a guy that lives on County Line, and he's going to give me a number.
They do right there, Rex and Linda.
The what?
Rex and Linda.
We live on County Line.
Oh.
Nice, pretty house about where you're taking culverts in and out. I don't think you're doing theirs, though.
No. Did the ones north of us.
One's in the north. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have the one with the scarecrow up front.
We did those men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Picked up trees. We got some trees to go pick up still, and on Metal Arc, and picked up some of them, but not all of them.
Getting there.
Getting there. Should be pretty close done by the end of this week or next week on County Line, other than rocking it. Maybe putting some base on, then we'll be done.
Hopefully we get some moisture. What do we have, two signs stolen this month?
What?
Two signs this month.
Stolen.
Stolen.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So, still happening.
Speed limit signs?
Stop sign, yield sign.
Yeah, it looks like they were, somebody hit that one over by the quarry. Stop sign over there. And there's a reflector missing on a culvert. I'll remember and I'll tell you later because it's dangerous. It's one that got the concrete up that high.
It's one on County Line too. There's a new bridge on the west side.
Yeah. I don't have anything. Let me do it in this one or the next one?
What?
All the stuff I got to talk about. Oh, there it is. Next one. All right, board discussion. Mower and tractor replacement. Everybody got back with me on the mowers quite a while ago, and nobody's got back with me on tractors.
You're well, did good.
What did you find out on the cost to actually get them, or that we have?
Nobody's got back. They didn't get back with me.
All right.
And what does the mower we have now need?
It needs the stump jumper, set of blades, some of the little chains underneath replaced to keep the rock from throwing up.
Barn back.
Tire.
Yeah, tires are trashed.
What was the other thing you just said?
The bar in the bag.
Is that the stump?
We got it welded.
It's just a matter of time for us.
It's not going to break.
We had a car run into the back of it.
I know, and it did great, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
We were surprised, but if you go back, and there's some more cracks in there. I mean, they bought that mower in 17, and it was used then. I don't remember what year it is, but it's every bit of 15 years old, probably. Somewhere between 10 and 15. And what night did I call you? Was it night? I texted you. Went by Jeff, and there was some white smoke coming out of the tractor. And so the tractor's the only thing with a bunch of hours on it.
I was hoping to have costs.
I was hoping to have some numbers as well. But right.
Well, we'll just talk about it next month then.
Yep. Securing the east yard. So we've had people, four-wheelers, jeeps, pickups, everything, go riding around in the yard doing donuts. And so before somebody gets hurt, and so we can start moving the fence when the time comes, put some blocks and some cables around it. You didn't print that picture off, did you?
She's got it. I've got it. You sent it.
Okay. And I hadn't had time to figure up how many blocks and how many, but I don't see it being over $1,000 just to secure it for right now. Because when we go to open the chain link fence up, we got to keep our fuel safe. All the equipment will have to be locked for a little while.
Are we going to open up the chain link fence?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not till some chip. Probably during the winter when it's cool and these guys can actually work and not. Hopefully after Randy has some help.
So not this year.
It could be over around Christmas. You know?
We have 180th one that we have to get ready for.
Well, yeah, I think.
It's, we just got to play the weather. We got a week that they can't do nothing there. They can start moving that fence. Type of deal.
But then we have to have the money for the fence to go the rest of the way.
No.
What do you mean no?
The rest of the way where?
Well,
to close it back up.
Our fence. Oh, and we're going to chain link that whole thing?
Well, we got to do something. We can't.
Yeah, we're going to put barbed wire around it. All we got to do is get some barbed wire.
And that'll keep them out of the fuel?
Do you want... If they want the fuel bad enough, they're going to go over that chain link a lot easier than they go through that barbed wire fence.
Get some better cameras.
Got good
Our
cameras
are good at the at okay. the they're shop. Right. They're not. They don't go out as far as the whole east yard.
You can see everything on the fuel barrels. It's the reason I moved them forward. But one of these days, somebody's going to roll a side-by-side or a Jeep off that chip pile or that topsoil pile.
Do we have no trespassing signs up? Then let's put no trespassing signs up.
Randy, put no trespassing signs
up. I mean, does that... Yeah.
That's not going to stop anybody.
I know, but it. I think once, if you do that...
It's government property, too, so I don't know how that works.
I'll donate all the posts and 5 or 10 rolls of barbed wire. I've got it already. They're not the tall posts. They're only 5 footers.
All we got to do is keep them out of the back.
I got 200.
You know, like on the north edge of the pond, just run straight that way to that one elm tree. We should have close enough fence to tie them in.
I guess
with the chain link that we got.
I would still like to see about them getting a chain link fence around our gas.
Well. But
and it's far enough away that people can't put in a tube and suck it out.
We can rent some chain link panels.
Rent? No, as a permanent thing. It's fine that we're going to barbed wire it. That's fine, but we've had break-ins in the past.
If you're going to barbed wire the whole property that was bought and...
See, we got chain link here to here, or taking that, and that'll go all the way over here to over there, and then that's why we built that berm. That berm will be enclosed all the way around. That's the reason I put them T-posts right here so they can't drive. They're going to have to drive through.
No, that's not the chain link.
This is going to be all chain link right here.
That is going to be all chain link?
Yeah, we have this much already. All we're doing is taking this off the back and this side. This side's basically moving straight east.
Where's the shop?
Huh?
Where's the shop?
Shop. Fuel barrels.
And we're taking the chain link from here off?
No. Okay, this stays. We're taking this off. That's why I didn't draw that. We have chain link right here.
Good.
This one is moving straight east.
Right.
Okay. This back is a little bit longer than what our new front's going to be. We're going to tie in right here where the chain link exists. And it's just a little bit shorter. You know, we got a power pole, and we got that entrance right here, another entrance right here. Okay? And so the only thing we have to do is barbed wire that backside. The cost
Where's
of the chain
the pond?
Link. The pond's basically right here.
Okay.
Yeah. We're taking all that chain link, that, like, It's this corner post, so basically we're just moving that corner post straight over. This is the burn area.
Right, I got it.
Okay, and so we have 300 and some odd feet here, and we need 190 feet for this front.
And then this side?
This side right here gets this side right here. We're taking, see right now.
Okay, so we gotta buy this.
Right now we have a box, okay? This is the existing shop.
Yeah.
We're taking this chain link, okay? Moving it right here. Okay, straight east. Even with the shop.
Okay.
So you just need to replace the top and bottom.
This part is gonna come and go right here. Across the front. We have a 40-foot gate for our entrance. I don't remember what the width of that one is. Okay, so however far that comes out, which is gonna be just shy of the back, going on the back side. So we'll have to build this and this out of barbed wire. I mean, I've got some old 6-foot chain link. It doesn't look the prettiest, but can't do nothing else with it.
I guess the only thing that I guess I'm saying is that this is going to be accessible back here. Not going to be easy to get accessible. But once you climb through that barbed wire, you have access to that.
Once you what?
Once you climb through that barbed wire, you'll have access to that.
Well, I got access to it now. Literally, they can use the culverts and get over our fence a lot easier. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, if we want to build it up higher. But yeah, that's a long walk to get to that diesel, and then they got to figure out how to turn it on.
Okay. All right.
And plus, they're under camera, so I don't really see them. I mean, we've got a gate right here right now. It's just two panels sitting up. Nobody has come in here and messed with it. Because we breached a hole so we could drive around and park the trucks a little easier.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So, but with them guys driving on the topsoil pile and that pile, and they know to stay out of there, there's kids that are not going to. But it'll take some time to move that fence.
Is this the area to the east of the shop where the burn pile was?
No, the burn pile is going to be outside the fence.
It'll be outside the fence, okay.
Be outside the fence. Right. We're basically taking that north-south fence on the east side,
right,
shifting it east, taking the back side. And if we have some extra, we'll extend that east fence further to the north. Right. So, I've got the measurements. I'm just waiting on a couple more. We'll be good.
Yeah. Kel, did you have something, or did you already say it?
Hey, what? You had something.
Did you have something, or?
Yeah, why fence behind the pond? Fence the whole property that was bought. You got the, it's the same length across the back as it is across the back of the pond.
He's putting up in the whole cemetery.
I mean, I don't care,
what's
I'll spend the money.
Tell me the difference.
We have the chain link to do what we plan on doing.
Okay, that you was talking about fencing barbed wire across the back of the pond.
All the
Why
way across.
Why not go to the end of the property that was bought, and then you got it all fenced in eventually? Why waste the time putting in a temporary fence behind the pond? What are you gonna do with the rest of the property?
The idea was for it to be a cemetery.
Well, you don't have to pile junk out there, and nobody's going to make a cemetery out of that, I'll tell you that right now.
Did you hear that?
Put that in your writing, that I'll guarantee you it'll never be a cemetery.
Let's add that to the board business, number 4. We can vote on it tonight.
Dad, if we were going to do that, I wish we'd put the pond out there.
Okay.
So,
well, I wanted to see costs. I mean, if you think that we might be able to do it this winter time, then I don't see paying for the cost. I like the idea. We should probably do it. We've got the other sign that we still haven't put up yet that we bought, but we should buy some no trespassing signs. That would get rid of our liability.
That's what I thought. If you have those
up. It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It will.
And we got it back.
From our insurance perspective.
I didn't have them up. I took them guys to jail.
The
guys that they just caught on my mom's place. I didn't have no trespassers up. They still took them to jail. But if they got hurt, even with no trespassing signs, we better call our insurance on that part of the liability.
Okay, I can call them tomorrow.
But my deal is to just try to slow them down from driving in there with their four-wheelers and everything.
Okay, I'll call them tomorrow.
All right, update of the chip seal projects. 223. Randy's going to be finishing up county line towards the end of the week. For the most part, there'll be some grass up and stuff still yet to do. Then going to go to Metal Arc 6 and throw that big culvert in. And then go to Metal Arc 4, throw the 3 in. And hopefully Boost, he didn't answer or call me back. Hopefully he's still good with us getting that dirt right there.
We've got another plan too. We have a pond and they can, my nephew's gonna build back there and so they're gonna put a driveway in. I talked to Randy about it today. They can take dirt out of there too and it's right there.
Out of the existing pond?
Well, it's just kind of a silt thing that they can do whatever they want with it.
Throw the silt around to the side and get the clay.
Yeah, it's not deep.
What?
And that's for 4 or 4 and 6?
Well, whatever they want it for, I don't care. But it's right there on 4, so you just have to drive a quarter mile.
Our biggest thing is getting the 4 big culverts in to go under the road so they can start compacting and get that waterway draining correctly. It means that we're adding that additional culvert before he does sell the place. Because we need that drainage.
You know where that waterway is, comes mind.
Did you ever talk to him? Did you ever get a hold of him?
No. I tried him again after I talked to Randy today to try to see what was going on and nothing. So I left him a message this afternoon and hopefully he'll call me back.
I think we really need to try to push for 180th.
Yeah, 180th needs to be done.
I think.
Because there's going to be people coming in here.
Yeah.
They're already, 180th one.
They're already stirred up across the street.
180th one is buildup.
What?
What 180th are we talking about?
180th one.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's buildup.
Oh, I thought you said it was
buildup. It's a lot of buildup.
Yes.
Okay, we have Metal Arc 6 has big culvert and what? A couple hundred feet we got to build up game much and then cover it with some base and it'll be pretty much done. Metal Arc 4 needs work and we got to get that done before that guy leaves. And then once all that's done, then we can spend the rest of the winter.
On 180th.
Yep. Because it's going to take some time.
Thank you, dear Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got her planned out.
More help.
There's still got to be trees cleared.
Huh?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Doug, he's okay. So we're in 7-year itch.
You guys looked about like twins. He's a little taller, but you both were just kind of just walking. All right, business. Anything else on the chip seal project?
No, so, I mean, it sounds like we still got the plan of
getting everything done.
Yeah, trying to get working on 180 as soon as possible.
The others aren't going to take as much as that one.
They'll have to be done.
How much is it on 180?
Three quarters.
Like three quarters?
Just a shy under three quarters. But there's a lot of buildup, especially towards the west end. And there's a lot of culverts to replace. And so.
Not at the west end.
Is there somebody?
The whole thing.
I can see it. Ain't that where all the water crosses on the east end?
Well, you go around the whole thing and you got, here's the bottom of the culvert and here's the road. I'm talking the bottom where the ditch is. Here's your ditch, here's the crown in your road. There's quite a bit, and so.
180th one has been talked about for years, even before me.
Well.
And it was always
like. Tried to get county to do it.
It was all like, oh yeah, we need to do it, but we don't have enough time. That was, you know, that was back with Robert and the guy before him. That's been brought up multiple times, so it's we know what needs to be done.
Once that's done, though, you don't have to hardly ever go back there.
No, you're absolutely correct, and that's why I kept on getting on the list, like, you know, like the Roberts, we keep on putting on the list because we know we need to get it done, and just. Even 180th is worse than yours because we keep on throwing that one off because it is so much work.
So if we have the other three done by the end of the year, he's got till June to get 180th done. So I mean,
can we find somebody over there on that section that needs a pond?
We've tried.
I don't know anybody, but you probably.
Well,
can.
I'm sure you could probably dig out.
Dix
pond's pond. Already been.
Dix has already been dredged. Yeah, I already asked him.
He said no.
Yeah, they dredged it here not too long ago.
Well, I've seen him in.
I'm getting clean dirt though.
I'm trying for the guy around the corner. They just don't know if they want a pond or not.
And wasn't there a line it over there? I know there's a line it.
There's a lot of line it over there.
Yeah, but I know. I don't know.
It depends on what day of the week it is with them.
Okay.
We're still working on it, so if somebody comes up with dirt between now and then, great.
Yeah.
Well, everybody keep their feelers out.
Well, I know we can get some. Lyra said we can do it off of his.
On 150th, yeah.
That's right.
And that's.
On 150th?
Yes.
On 150th and Butler Road. Sorry, 160th and Butler Road. Sorry.
Yeah.
That would be a crappy drive through town.
You don't have to drive
through town. You guys seen the front end of these trucks? They're bad as it is.
I'll get you the number for that township.
I've got it.
I got it.
He trained his son to take over, and it, man, I haven't had a phone call about our roads besides that lady called me the other day about a pothole. That wasn't even our township. But.
My golly, I don't know why they ain't called.
Because I understand it's dry, but they're really not bad. We've got Tewakini up there, and that's about our worst. Drive Bobby Johnson's. Ours are like a paved road.
All right, let's go on.
All right. Approve Randy Elliott's title change to Township Manager, reporting directly to Township Board.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0.
I turned into a manager.
Approve rehire of Dove Youngers as a temporary part-time operator.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Approve hiring a new full-time operator before next meeting based on interviews this week and acceptance of offer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Oh, excuse me. Citizen?
I just ask again to be taking care of what do we do?
Receipts.
I'm sorry?
The receipts.
Yeah, I'm saying we're going to have adverse opinion on our. How long can that go on?
We would have heard something. We won't get anything from Butler. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that. We need to get them. Absolutely.
From Butler?
What?
Well, I thought it was internally that we don't have receipts.
No. We need to get the receipts, but the adverse thing that they... First of all, the adverse
That whole thing.
The adverse ruling or whatever they found in the report didn't have to do with the receipts. It had to do with us going over on our spending from last year. So that has been sent off to Butler County. Butler County is not going to do anything. They are not going to fine us for going over. From the receipts perspective, we definitely need to get the receipts. He's got the list of the receipts. And
what about half of them?
Any idea when that might be resolved?
I've just been working on it when I have some spare time.
I didn't know if there was some deadline required to do it. And then we still don't have 2021, right?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's 9 months old at least. I guess I would ask that maybe there be a little more effort to get that figured out.
I use what spare time I have, and I go to the shop and work at it.
Don't you remember I'm working on it?
Are they multiple receipts?
Are they what?
Multiple receipts from different places.
Yes.
There's a handful of them.
For 2021.
A handful can be that thick.
Okay, all right. Hang on.
Okay. I don't work here anymore. I can't spend all day in the shop. I have a full-time job. I have to provide money for myself to live and my children.
And so does Carol and I.
Okay. So I will get there.
Okay. I don't think he's asking anything outlandish.
I'm not. I'm just explaining. I have started to work on it.
Chris, how many years of road building have you had?
A lot.
Give me a number. Because I'll show you what I'm doing with it next meeting.
What does it matter?
I think it says it on one of his flyers, doesn't it?
Does anybody have anything pertaining to roads?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
That is about the roads.
What are the chip seal roads for next year? What's actually
the ones that were from this year? 180th 1.
180.
County Line 3.
County Line 3.
Metal Arc 4. And Metal Arc 6.
And Metal Arc 6 is the one that...
That the gentleman's going to pay for.
Correct.
Okay, great.
He's also done some fantastic work out in front of his place with a ditch to hold the shoulder up.
Yeah, that's...
Got to drive by there and look at it.
Looks good.
Okay, cool. And then what is the final... Have you reached the final for chip seal prep for 2023?
What do you mean? The cost of it?
No, which ones you're actually going to do?
That's
the ones
we're
going to do
for
2023.
Pardon me?
That is the ones we're doing for 2023.
Okay.
The ones that didn't get...
We have not decided what we're going to do for 24. We didn't get any done this year. So
you just re-top-coded some.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, so the ones you gave me are the ones you're actually going to get the oil coat. Right?
Correct, the chip seal. They're going to be chip sealed.
You going to put the buildings down first?
No. All right. Are you going to be able to do any prep in 2023 for 2024?
That is the plan.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
That is the plan, yes.
Have you decided on which? Okay.
Nope, haven't got that far.
That'll be a new board discussion.
Pardon me?
That'll be a new board discussion.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I got it. If we'd known the railroad was going to do all this, some of the roads shouldn't have been chip sealed.
Right.
Do not do any of the roads that the railroad might be using in the next 3 years until their project's done. Don't do it. Don't chip seal any roads that they might be using, because it'll just happen again.
We're not.
I don't think
I'm
we have.
Just pointing that out.
I don't know if we could say that.
I mean,
we don't. I mean, I know they've used 180th one.
Oh, people drive all over the place.
Oh, I know that.
They use Metal Arc 4 too.
Yeah,
but
I'm just
so does
pointing
the,
it out. If we'd have known this to start with, some of these shouldn't have been done. But we didn't know that to start with.
Well, some of, you know, so they're probably thankful for all the dust.
Yeah. Well, that's true too. but still,
because
we need to think about that before we start doing more roads.
Oscar is guaranteed that they will fix everything back into the condition, if not better than what it was.
Well, that'll have to be seen.
So what I'm hearing Gail say is that we shouldn't do County Line 3. No, I think that's what I heard him say.
He said County Line. Or Metal Arch 6.
Railroad's not anywhere around the
county. We can't railroad you.
You know what I mean.
I know you did. I was giving the Roberts a hard time, more than you.
You can fragment, but don't chip seal.
Honestly, from the way the traffic standpoint goes, you got Tewakene north of 150th, Indianola south of 150th, and 180th going on out to the Steel Bridge. Those are the ones that got a lot of traffic right now. And the rest of County Line, I mean.
I know, I'm just pointing it out.
Those are kind of the ones on the next radar.
The railroad's gonna destroy whatever you do, so.
I think they'll fix it.
But they were nice enough the other
Darryl's,
night when Jeff was
Darryl
down to blow him out.
Pretty good luck
with it.
When the tractor went down the other night, Jeff was pulled over to let it cool off, and their mechanic stopped and blew our radiator out. Took care of him. So they've been real nice. They've done everything I've asked them to do. So
is there any plan to top coat any of the, you know, like you top coated a couple miles this year, right?
We should have top coated Prairie Creek north 150th, because I noticed there's some large cracks in it.
Somebody dropped a disc, a chisel.
I don't know, one of them farmers that doesn't know his hydraulic levers. It's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to do 170th north of Prairie Creek, but again, why do it whenever they're going over, you know, tearing up the road?
Right.
So
I'm just asking if there's a plan to talk about anything yet.
I mean, So when it was started, it was going to be, you know, it's like, because they said that the chip seal would last 3 to 5 years before you needed to put another top coat on there. So we actually got a little bit further whenever it came to the original ones that we did. So, I mean, the plan was, you know, chip seal, you know, then overcoat a few roads, you know, so it's going to take some time. So it's definitely something that needs to be in the schedule to make sure that we don't do it, because I mean Butler County made it very clear to us that if we let this go bad, they're going to go bad, so we need to keep up on the ones that we've already chip sealed, which is going to mean that we aren't going to be able to do new roads every year.
Did I hear somebody
mention
about the disc through Prairie Creek north of 150th, is that, how will that go through the winter? Is that something that needs to be touched up or something? I don't know how it happened.
Randy, that spot on Prairie Creek was just between 146 and 150th where they dropped that disc there.
Oh, yeah.
You put some stuff on there, didn't you?
Yeah.
It just didn't stick.
Some little bit in the deep holes, but they just skinned the top of it. All they did is roll the chip seal off.
No, they cut the chip seal right off the top of it.
And
smooth.
The holes are not that deep.
I know it's not very deep. I just don't know, come wintertime, is that something that has to be...
Next 80 degree day, because it's got to be 70 plus for them to make asphalt. And they've got to be making asphalt, so the next time he gets available, that's on our to fix list.
I don't know if it's important or not.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be very thick, and I don't think it'd last. I put some in the deep holes.
It needs one of them good coats smeared out all over it.
Yeah. Gail wouldn't have put his disc down.
He wasn't. Anybody else got anything?
So if it doesn't rain, if we don't have any more rain, are they at some point going to have to, like, put some water on the roads and things to kind of...
Before we chip seal?
Yeah.
If we don't get rain before we chip seal, we got bigger problems.
Yeah.
We got huge problems.
Nice thing is the dirt that Randy used for that road and the dirt that he used on Metal Arch all had great moisture to it. And so that was not an issue. If putting the base down. That's the reason we haven't put it down, you know. We've just skim coated it. And so that way, hopefully, we get moisture and can use Mother Nature along with trucks and packing and everything else, mixing it in. So.
But we do want to get our water truck up and running.
Yes. That was fun the other day. Just seen Jeff and I. We got it figured out how we're going to put the baffle back in it. Somebody cut out.
Who cut the baffle out?
I don't know. Some guy left the ladder in there.
But I didn't cut a baffle out.
You just didn't bolt it back in, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I bolted it back in. It looked like it come ripped loose from my.
All right, we got anything else?
All right. Anything else? Meeting adjourned.